This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilent Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about the genetic aspects of feed efficiency. This information was presented at a webinar by Dr. Mike Vanderhaar from Michigan State University recently. And, of course, feed efficiency is a big topic. For our listeners, feed efficiency simply is how many pounds of milk do I get for every pound of dry matter my dairy cow consumes? And, of course, the higher that value is, the more profitable it is to that dairy farmer and for that dairy cow as well. So certainly the big change here, goal is to, number one, try to get more milk per unit of dry matter, and hopefully cows need to eat less feed to produce that same amount of dry matter. So the term that you're going to hear talked about is called residual feed intake. And what that is, Bill, is we predict the cow is going to eat, for example, 50 pounds of dry matter based on the equations and milk production and modeling, but she only eats 48 pounds, and that's a very efficient cow. And we call that 2 pounds residual feed intake, and we can measure that. And by the way, that is heritable by about 0.17%. So it's a modest heritability constant, which means we can select for it. How did we get that? Well, Michigan State collected some records from 4,900 cows where we had genomic expressions, we had dry matter intakes, we had milk production. Most of these are coming from land-grant colleges as far as that goes. The second thing they found when they did their study, that big cows basically have a negative effect on feed efficiency, and that's because it takes more feed to keep those cows alive each day, worn out tissue, breathing, walking, all those important things that a cow has to do each day. And of course, there was a negative correlation there, which means the bigger the cow, the lower the feed efficiency that would occur. And of course, there is a genetic factor involved with that as well. Another important factor pointed out by Dr. Vanderhaar is the new NRC increased maintenance requirements by about 25%. So that's the cost of doing business, or I call that a tax that cows have to pay each day. And of course, bigger cows, some work out of USDA by Dr. Paul Van Raden indicates that bigger cows basically produce less milk and were less healthy and less profitable, and there was a negative 0.2 correlation there as well. What about this genetic thing? Well, there are SNPs. These are the little snippets on the DNA, and they have found the top 10 SNPs that account for 7% of the variation. So we can identify which cows have the right SNPs that will genetically perhaps, or SNPs would improve our feed efficiency. And so what has happened now is that we are now added that term to our what we call net profit index, and that's available through the Holstein Association. And that new term is called dollars feed saved. If you use that equation, you will actually improve feed efficiency on the farm. This is the same type of approach on somatic cell count, on milk protein, on the lameness. All those factors can be in that equation as well. And so if you do this, the effect that's going to have, and that is that the top bulls will, when they looked at that, would be saving you about 193 pounds of feed dry matter. And that may not be easy to understand on our program here today, but that's $29 per cow. And the cows will be about 50 pounds smaller over a 10-year period. So there's a small decrease in the size of the cow. And that index has about 13% of the whole 100% on the index. So our take-home message, Bill, simply is that there are some neat genetic opportunities out there for those dairy farmers who want to improve feed efficiency. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilent Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilent Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows it's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.